Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting second. The second baseman, Carl Swanson. Batting third. The right fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Buck Redfern. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mo Berg. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Lyons. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Jack Rothrock. Batting second. The shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting third. The third baseman, Buddy Meyer. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Bill Reagan. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Ira Flagstead. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Phil Toad. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Russell. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jack Russell. And now, play ball. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Mostill reaches second base with a double. Carl Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Russell fields it and has Mostill trapped. There's the throw to Reagan and over to Meyer, who tags Mostill for the out. Swanson moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a fly ball into right field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Swanson tags and moves to third. Two outs. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is called out on strikes. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Swanson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a line drive towards short. Redfern reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops it up and throws to first, with Lyons covering, for the out. One out. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Swanson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is called out on strikes. One out. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Ma still hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Swanson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0-for-1 in the game. Swanson hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-1 in the game. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Falk for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0-for-1 in the game. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops it up and throws to first, with Lyons covering, for the out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-1 in the game. Rogel hits a line drive towards short. Redfern reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Meyer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Meyer. The throw from Berg and he is safe. Meyer steals second. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Meyer moves to third. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0-for-1 in the game. Reagan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Swanson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-1 in the game. Com hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-1 in the game. Clancy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kahm moves to third. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern is 0-for-1 in the game. Redfern hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kahm scores. Clancy moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Moberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0-for-1 in the game. Berg hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Barry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-1 in the game. Lyons hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Ma still hits a ball on the ground towards third. Meyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 0-for-1 in the game. Flagstead hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Redfern settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kahm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0-for-1 in the game. Tote hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0-for-2 in the game. Swanson hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-2 in the game. Falk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Kahm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kahm is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kahm hits a ball on the ground towards third. Meyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0-for-1 in the game. Russell bunts towards the right side of the infield. Swanson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Berry moves to second. One out. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0-for-2 in the game. Rothrock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Berry scores. Rothrock moves to second. It's White Sox, 1, Red Sox, 1. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-2 in the game. Rogel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rothrock moves to third. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Meyer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Meyer reaches second base with a double. Rothrock scores. Rogel goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0 for 2 in the game. Reagan takes first base on ball 4. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 0 for 2 in the game. Flagstead hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. Meyer moves to third. Reagan moves to second. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Redfern scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Clancy hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rothrock. Clancy reaches second base with a double. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Redfern takes first base on ball 4. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0 for 2 in the game. Berg bunts towards the mound. Russell fields it and throws to first for the out. Clancy moves to third. Redfern moves to second. One out. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 2 in the game. Lyons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clancy scores. Redfern scores. It's White Sox, 3, Red Sox, 3. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Mostill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Carl Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mostill. The throw from Berry and he is out, Reagan applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0 for 2 in the game. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Swanson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Redfern scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0 for 1 in the game. Russell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Russell reaches second base with a double. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rothrock takes first base on ball 4. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Swanson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0 for 3 in the game. Swanson hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Metzler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Swanson moves to second. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Falk bunts towards first. Tote scoops it up and throws to first, with Reagan covering, for the out. Swanson moves to third. Metzler moves to second. One out. Willie Kahm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kahm is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kahm hits a pop-up towards first. Tote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Clancy for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Meyer hits a pop-up towards short. Redfern settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Reagan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kahm fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 0 for 3 in the game. Flagstead hits a pop-up towards short. Redfern settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Redfern hits a pop-up towards third. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0 for 2 in the game. Berg hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Berg reaches second base with a double. Grady Atkins pinch runs for Mo Berg. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Atkins moves to third. Two outs. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Ma still is walked intentionally. Carl Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Swanson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Meyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Buck Krause now catching. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0 for 3 in the game. Tote hits a line drive into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Redfern scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. Metzler hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Falk for the out. Two outs. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kaum strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Russell hits a fly ball into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rothrock bunts towards the mound. Lyons fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Rogel bunts towards first. Clancy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rogel for the out. Rothrock moves to second. Two outs. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Meyer is walked intentionally. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Reagan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops it up and throws to first, with Lyons covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Russell, and towards Reagan, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Redfern hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause hits a line drive into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Lyons hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 0-for-4 in the game. Flagstead takes first base on ball 4. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-4 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0-for-4 in the game. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Swanson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Berry takes first base on ball 4. Tote moves to second. Jack Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Russell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tote scores. Berry moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.